Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of IAIC. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, I'm joined by Oliver Lee, the head of our insurance practice. Welcome, Oliver.
Hi, Mike.
Good to have you on the show. We have another podcast about insurance. And again, I'm sure if this was two-way communication, I could hear the groans coming out of the various headsets or car microphones. I think it's important for our clients to understand our ADAPT insurance process. And the best way to do that is through some case studies. And so we have now a second case study that really exemplifies our ADAPT process in action. So maybe why don't we start there very quickly again, Oliver, if you can outline that the ADAPT process.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Yeah, our ADAPT process, there's three steps to it. The first step is when we work with clients, we want to identify if there is an insurance need. So we work with the clients to see if there's a need for protection or tax efficiency. If there is a need, the next step is prioritizing that need. So kind of looking at the big picture for the client, seeing if it makes sense to actually buy life insurance at that point in time. So a great example is if you're a young family saving for your retirement, paying down your debts, it may not make sense actually to buy life insurance or as much life insurance at that point in time. And then the third step is a product optimization. It's now, okay, hey, you're gonna buy life insurance. What is the best product for you? Both from a type of life insurance as well as the company that we use, we do a full kind of analysis to make sure that the product that we recommend is the best product for our clients.
Excellent. So today we're going to cover off an example of that second step in the process or the diagnostic, prioritizing the need for the client. So why don't you give us the background of this case study?
Yeah. So this happened probably about 3 to 4 months ago, so fairly recent. We have a very successful physician in their late 40s. Most physicians, as most people are probably aware, they have their own corporation. This physician has been very successful and has accumulated a lot of wealth within the corporation. So like our first podcast, I kind of explained that insurance is a very good tool, an efficient tool to get that excess wealth out of your company ultimately when you pass away. So it is one of those tools that a lot of business owners and wealthy individuals do look to.
And Oliver, I think in this case study, the physician in this case was approached by an outside insurance advisors, right?
Yeah, they were. So another insurance advisor had suggested purchasing a life insurance policy, actually purchasing a second life insurance policy to use as a way to get this excess wealth out of the company more efficiently.
And in our traditional process, in terms of our diagnostic, you know, at that first step in terms of the, you know, identifying the need, correct me if I'm wrong, we'd probably say, yes, this could make sense, right?
Yeah. And that's exactly what we did was, you know, we that first step, we looked at the client scenario, working with the account, we determined that, yes, this was excess and there was more than excess originally anticipated. So, yeah, more life insurance actually did make sense in this case.
And then more information came to light.
Correct. So this is where the second step comes in. And because we're looking at the bigger picture and it's just not financial, we're looking at other pieces. So specifically in this case, unfortunately, the doctor was going through the process of separation and literally right in the middle of it. So there are a lot of, unfortunately, unknowns, both from how the assets were going to get divided, any payments required, any equalization. So there was a lot of unknowns that were still variables and we couldn't answer yet.
So then what was your recommendation?
Yeah, so because of the unknowns, so maybe back up a bit. So although life insurance can provide a lot of long-term values, typically a couple of downsides with life insurance. One is that it is a commitment. We do recommend that our clients that do look at that, that they're looking to commit a number of payments over a number of years. And if that is something where they're not able to do it, or they may have situations where it may come up where that doesn't make sense, or their situation could change, our recommendation is don't do it. Because if you were to exit out of these permanent insurance policies in the early years, there could be a significant amount of penalties that you would have to pay. So in this situation, but because the client's situation is unknown in terms of their asset values, we felt it did not make sense for the client to purchase insurance at this point in time.
And remind me, the physician really, really wanted the insurance.
Yeah, that was the unique part. Typically we have clients that are kind of neutral and looking to us for advice. In this case, the physician was more knowledgeable because they had insurance and really was actually in favor of purchasing life insurance. But working the accountant and myself really provided some additional information and provided some kind of advice in terms of, you know what, it's really not the right move at this point in time.
And what would have leading question? I feel like I'm interrogating the witness here, but what would have happened if that client had gone to a more, you know, call it a maybe typical or a lot of other wealth management firms where they offer insurance?
Yeah, Mike. Most other advisors would fulfill the wishes of the clients and would sell that policy. Typically, they would not even engage the accountant to gather more information, and certainly, you know, kind of providing that bigger picture, providing that more kind of unbiased, hey, you know, maybe it's not the right time. I'm not sure that would have happened.
And that's, again, so this is a great case study. Again, I love it for two reasons. First, it's another example where we're saying hold off on insurance. And you would not see that in a lot of other firms. And secondly, again, the value of integration, working so closely and being tightly coupled with our accounting firm partners, we got that extra information so that we could give the best advice to the client at that time. So Oliver, thank you so much for this case study.
You're welcome, Mike.
And folks, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. If you're interested in a ADAPT diagnostic, don't hesitate to reach out. Talk to your financial advisor at your accounting firm. Reach out to your portfolio manager, or if you feel reach out to me directly, happy to help as well. Take care, everyone.